That's us.
Yeah, that's us. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And who do we have with us?
We've got John Maxwell. Hi, John.
Hi, guys. Great to see you again.
You awake yet?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good, good. We're not.
Can you tell?
And you're with the Young Eagles Raffle.
That's correct.
And also Volunteer Showcase.
And Volunteer Showcase.
Two hats.
Yep, yeah. Two hats. Well, I'm a volunteer. I've been a volunteer for 26 years now, or 20 years, 21 years. They're all running together.
They do that.
Yep.
They turn into a big, enjoyable blur.
So this year, as a volunteer, a chair, we kind of got together with our volunteer liaison, John Nowicki, and he kind of set these up, which is, I think, a fantastic thing. So I guess each day you're going to have a little volunteer spotlight.
Yep.
Where the volunteers come in and talk about their areas and
what they do.
And just kind of enlighten what we do.
Yes.
I knew I was going to get caught
doing that.
Yeah.
You did it, didn't you?
Yep, I did. Right when I said it, I heard it. So, but it's a great thing, and it's a wonderful thing to find out what the other areas do, because we sometimes get locked into our own areas, and we don't know what others are doing out here during the week, because we just don't have that opportunity to interact. So we're trying to get to know everybody and really spotlight and highlight all the good work that happens out here.
Right, shameless plug. And try and get new volunteers, because we need to get the young people in here.
We are short volunteers, and of course we love our volunteers.
Yes, we do.
I'm a volunteer myself.
So are we.
Yeah.
And to get these sign-ups now and to get some younger people in here, we're trying our hardest. We have a great time up here and all over the field. Everybody, today has been energetic, ready to go.
Yeah.
Set up this past week has been, everybody was scrambling around this year. It was a scramble year. And everybody had smiling faces and happy faces as usual.
Because no matter how hard you work here, it's still better than work.
Oh, I know.
At home.
And that's what I say. It's a working vacation for me, but, I enjoy it. I would definitely rather work here. Yep.
Yep. Yeah, this is what they do with us. They just lock us in this little room here.
and get us to say silly things.
Yeah.
I heard with the opener.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk about the Young Eagles Raffle. This is something we do every year.
Every year, and normally we have a fancy vehicle. It's been Mustangs, and last year, of course, we gave away that Bronco. Happy winner there. But this year, we had a little. We had the opportunity. The foundation had the opportunity to get that. An F-150 Ford Raptor pickup truck. Now, do we put that as a raffle? Well, the numbers and everything on that vehicle don't really, you'd have to buy a $500 ticket essentially to,
well, that's still
with
a pretty
that
good
Raptor.
Deal.
Oh yeah, that's a good deal.
That's a hard sell though.
So, that got moved to the sweepstakes because a plane is coming later on, but for sweepstakes, they've got the vehicle this year, and of course everybody can sign up for that online. We've got the QR codes at our locations, which I'm going to get to, and we decided at the raffle we're going to do a 50-50 raffle. So what that entails is each day we are going to draw a ticket, and everything there is going to get split in half, so the winner will get half and we get half.
Okay.
And so there's six winners this week. Every day is a new drawing. There are no tickets being held, all week long type of things. Nope. When that drawing happens today at 4:30 at the membership tent on the Four Corners, that's it. Tomorrow we start a new drawing.
Nice.
And, selling fresh tickets and everything else.
Right, right.
So the odds are still pretty decent. Each day, just because of once we only have 10,000 tickets a day. So
okay.
If they sell out, they sell out. But otherwise, that's
where do you get the tickets at the member tent?
So we're selling down on the foreign corners. We've got two tables outside to learn the fly center. And that's where the Raptor will be all week, too. We're kind of together over there, our tables. So you'll see the Raptor and our tables, and we're selling tickets right out front of Learn to Fly on the Four Corners. That's one of our main places this week to buy tickets. We also have our two buildings on the flight line. The one is just north of the Lifetime Member and Brown Arch. Out there, you'll see it. It's a bright yellow building that says Young Eagles Raffle on it. And we have 50-50 signage on the buildings as well. So you can stop there, buy a ticket there. If you're down south, we actually used to have a vintage booth, but that's been moved now. We're calling that the Sack Base. Sack Base, because it's right next to the South Aviators Club. SAC.
Gotcha.
I like my acronym.
Yes, the Department of Acronyms is working overtime.
And I think this crowd gets those. I don't know why, but I think they do. So we've got that moved down there, and right behind our building, our big bright yellow building down there, you come buy your tickets, and then right behind it, you go get your coffee at Dunkin' Donuts, because they got a Dunkin' Donuts
set up down there. Nice.
So then the special thing this year. We have a golf cart with 50-50 signage on it that will be roving the grounds.
Ooh,
nice.
So, if you see the 50-50 golf cart with the signage on it, you are welcomed to stop that golf cart and buy tickets. Or, if they're parked somewhere, feel free to come up, buy tickets. We're selling tickets off of that golf cart. We may have a couple of other pop-up locations, so...
So you're saying that you're selling 10,000 tickets per day, right?
Hopefully.
Okay. Well, that means that the possible prize could be $5,000 if it's 50-50.
Yes.
That's pretty decent.
Yes.
That's not a bad payday.
Yes. No, not at all. That'll cover the gas.
Yeah. That and a little more.
Yep. So every day there's a winner. The winners are going to be able to, they'll have until 6:30 each day to claim their prize. So we'll get the claiming process going. And then after AirVenture, I want to be very clear on this and transparent. After AirVenture is when they'll mail a check to you.
Right.
So that's a good thing, because you can spend all your money here, and then when you get home, it's going to be a little bit easier to fill the bank account.
That's right. When the bill comes due, you're ready. Nice. So, nice.
It's hard not to spend money here, that's for sure.
On toys.
There's so many toys, and they're all pretty and shiny.
Yep.
That's on my list next. I'm actually going to hit Duluth Trading over there. I got they always have the deals on the...
The underwear, yep.
I know.
I go to Oshkosh to see airplanes. I go to Oshkosh to buy underwear.
It's on sale, and this is the only time of year I buy it, you know?
We're right on the edge.
Okay.
We're right on the edge of the TMI zone here.
But it's specially themed. I mean, it's aviation themed, okay?
Oh, well, we can't pass that up.
No, you can't. You can't get it anywhere else but here. That's why, there's certain little things that you have to do and come here for.
Say, is that a bomber in your pocket?
Or are you just glad to see me?
Excuse me.
We're having too much fun.
Off the rails already.
I can't fly. I don't have my special underwear on.
That's right. Lucky underwear.
For some.
Yeah,
We are superstitious.
I'll tell you, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all.
As long as you remember to wash it once in a while.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing, obviously, is we are a fundraiser. We raise money for the programs and everything else. And to jump back to the volunteer spotlight thing, this is a special place for a lot of us. And we can't do this without the volunteers. And we're really trying to work really hard to make it easier and make sure that everybody's having a fun time and a great time up here. And so thankful for all the hard work and everything that goes into putting this on for 1 week a year. We get to come up and have fun.
Never have I ever been in a place where the adage, I came for the airplanes and I stayed for the people,
is
more true.
It's, yep. This is... working with, you know, different organizations over the years and things like that, this is really one of the only places that that attitude holds true year after year.
Yep.
And that's what makes it even more special, especially for some of us who have been doing it for a year or two.
Yeah, well, okay, we're top tier on the plaque. That's all I know.
Yeah. We're lucky. We're experienced veterans.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. There you go. Well, it, again, without the volunteers, the place just wouldn't run.
Yeah.
And the volunteer showcase, you don't realize how many things are being done by volunteers.
Yep. Correct.
So many different things all over the place.
And leading up to AirVenture as well.
Yeah, yeah, they get here a little real early.
Real early.
That must be nice. Now that I'm retired, I can probably do more of that. All right.
Well, all I know is that every air show that I go to, the volunteers, very important part of the organization. Yes. Everywhere.
Without them, it doesn't run.
That's right. It falls apart.
All right. We've been speaking with John Maxwell from the Young Eagles Raffle. I was going to say rally. The volunteer showcase. Thanks for coming.
No, thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for what you do, too.
Well, thank you very much. Well, this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.